WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Brittany Griner is getting closer to being back on U.S. soil after being held prisoner by Russia for 10 months. Griner's wife, Sherelle, is well aware that another American is still in prison there.
BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul, whose family is in our hearts today.
Paul Whelan has been held as a spy since 2018. The Biden administration says Russia never offered to make him part of the exchange with Griner. CBS's Deborah Alferone.
Whelan's brother says the administration made the right decision, though the family is still devastated that he remains in Russia.
The math is not going to work out for Paul to come home anytime soon.
This is President Biden's second prisoner exchange with Russia. In April, Marine veteran Trevor Reed was traded for a Russian drug smuggler.
And Mr. Biden says he'll keep trying to get Paul Whelan home. It's not a mandate, but with COVID cases surging in the Los Angeles area, County Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer is recommending masking up this winter.
We do ask that while we are in surge, everyone ages 2 and older wear a mask in indoor public spaces, including transit, retail, event venues, schools, and work sites when you're around others.
39 House Republicans have joined Democrats in approving the Respect for Marriage Act to guarantee rights for same-sex and interracial couples. Missouri Republican Vicki Hartzler voted no.
This unnecessary, misguided legislation not only disrespects the importance of traditional marriage for the health of a family, but also disrespects people and organizations of faith who have the constitutional right to carry out their mission in accordance with their most deeply held beliefs.
President Biden is expected to sign it into law soon. After nearly 66 years, Philadelphia police have identified a cold case victim, a boy whose body was found in a cardboard box. KYW-TV's Joe Holden.
While one mystery is solved, more questions pushed to the front of this active homicide investigation.
This announcement only closes one chapter in this little boy's story, while opening up a new one. This is still an active homicide investigation.
Police tell me they now expect an avalanche of tips that the name Joseph Sorelli has been made public.
Investigators are looking for the cause of a grain elevator explosion about 80 miles east of Des Moines, Iowa State Trooper Bob Conrad.
This is a plant dealing with biofuels. With that, also, we are looking at air quality. We're looking at any consideration of runoff, because when you put that much water, it can run into the ground. So all those things are being monitored at this time.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Andy's been suffering from toe fungus for years.
I tried every drugstore product, prescriptions from my doctor, nothing worked.
And then he discovered Crystal Flush.
After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone.
The secret, its non-prescription serum contains the maximum strength FDA-approved ingredient, and the unique capsule helps balance the body's natural defense to fungus.
This has changed everything.
Crystal Flush is not available in stores, but for a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit crystalflush.com now. That's CRYSTALflush.com. Or call 800-304-2925.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update.
American Red Cross employees are preparing to strike during the region's largest blood drive if management cannot reach an agreement with the union before their contract expires on December 15th. These employees, who are members of the AFS-CME Locals 1205 and 1558, have been trying to negotiate a collective bargaining agreement since August of 2021. Management has canceled or rescheduled 21 meetings and only attended one during that time. When management did come to a meeting, it was to tell employees that they didn't have any money left for them because they spent it all on raises for workers in other states. If an agreement is not reached by December 15th, the strike will take place between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Friday, December 23rd, outside the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Sacramento Kings last night, 126-113. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 23 overnight under cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, snow likely, daytime highs approaching 33. Chance for snow again tomorrow night, lows level off around 26, cloudy. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 26.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Chris Hahn Show. I'm your host, Chris Hahn. The truth is on the air, and truthfully tonight, America. Fresh show tonight. I know I've been a little delinquent in getting in here because of the holidays and other things. But fresh show tonight. Lots to talk about. I've got my good friend Sarah Burris joining me in a little while. And we'll talk about Georgia. We'll talk about the marriage equality bill that passed both the House and the Senate this week. We will talk about the Supreme Court, the indictments coming down from the January 6th committee. We'll talk about all that stuff. But let me just start tonight with hope. I don't know about you, but I am feeling hopeful, America. I got to tell you, I look at the results in Georgia, where Raphael Warnock was sent back to the United States Senate in a state that did send Republicans to all its other statewide offices. Because the people of the state of Georgia looked at their choices in the Senate race and chose to vote for the most qualified candidate. I look at what happened in the state of Arizona, where everybody, all the Democrats won. They won every office because the Republicans that were running for office in Arizona were probably the craziest people in America. I was asked on Fox News last night, who was the wackiest Republican running in 22? And where does Herschel Walker fit on that level? And look, while I do think Herschel Walker was a horrible candidate, I don't think he was as bad as Carrie Lake or pretty much anybody running in Arizona. The guy that ran for Secretary of State to control the elections who said, I ain't ever going to certify an election that a Democrat wins. It's crazy. Like, I ain't ever met anybody who votes for a Democrat. I live on a farm in the middle of nowhere. And all my friends are white and we vote Republican. Carrie Lake was the worst of the candidates the Republicans put up, and she's still out there. It's a month after the election now. Election day was a month ago. She's still out there crying about the results of the election that she lost, saying it was robbed, that she was robbed. I'd believe her more if she hadn't been kicking out John McCain voters from her rallies a couple of days before the election. I mean, did she think that she was going to win that big, or did she not really care about the results? And I also have this like fringe theory
It's like this conspiracy theory that I've made up myself. By the way, it's based none of it's based in fact. I'm making this up. I'm literally pulling this out of my rear end. That she didn't want to win. That she would rather be hosting Saturday nights on Fox News, which I think by March of next year, she will be hosting Saturday nights. She will be the new Judge Jeanine Pirro. They'll shoot her with a soft lens, which I think is how she likes to be shot. And she'll do a show very similar to Judge Jeanine's. Probably a little more polished, which will make it not as good, because I think I loved doing Judge Jeanine's show. And I liked her personally. I know her politics is very crazy, but I've always liked Jeanine Pirro personally. But that's what she wanted. That's my theory here. And she's still going out there complaining about the election results to go back on TV. She was on every Fox News show this week complaining about the election results. Tucker Carlson's, Fox and Friends, Hannity. She's making the rounds. And in 3 months, you know, Saturday night, 9 o'clock, Carrie Lake, the Carrie Lake show. That it's coming. You know, when it happens, Giphy, make sure you hold on to this tape, okay? Because it's going to happen. We are going to be seeing the Carrie Lake show on Saturday nights on Fox News. But I'm hopeful that people like her lost their elections. And I really, like I said, I mean, I didn't hold back on my criticism of the Hobbs campaign. I thought Katie Hobbs ran a poor campaign in Arizona. I think it was a big mistake not to debate Carrie Lake. And even though Katie Hobbs won, maybe she would have won better. I don't know. She won, so I mean, maybe I'm wrong in my criticisms, but I was critical of it. I don't think Katie Hobbs won as much as Carrie Lake lost. And I also think that Arizona is trending bluer than people understand, right? And it's hard to really understand how blue they're getting in Arizona, because when you look at the crazies running on the right, you think, oh my God, that must be the most conservative state in the union. And then those crazies lose. And the outgoing Republicans, well, I might not agree with them on policy. I don't agree with them on policy at all. They were your traditional Republicans. They were the traditional country club, Chamber of Commerce Republicans. Probably slightly more conservative than your average Chamber of Commerce. They weren't crazy like Carrie Lake and the other people that were running in that state. So I guess when you're looking at it from New York, you look at Arizona and you say, oh my God, what is wrong with that state? And then those people lose. So there's really actually nothing wrong with the state of Arizona. They are not electing crazy MFers to office. They are rejecting insanity all the time. So I'm hopeful. The people of the state of Georgia rejected Herschel Walker. Now, you're saying, Chris, 47.5% of people in, or 48% of voters in Georgia voted for Herschel Walker. And I got a real problem with that. I'm probably a bigger problem with them voting for Herschel Walker than Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake was crazy, but she was very articulate in talking about the issue she cared about, right? At least she had an issue. I mean, I didn't agree with it, but she had an issue. Herschel Walker didn't really have any issues. He didn't have no position on issues. He couldn't articulate where he stood on anything. Everybody's like praising him for his debate performance because he stuck to the message of just tying him to Joe Biden. Yeah. And then he said some other crazy stuff. I mean, I've forgotten some of it by now. But none of it made sense. He didn't articulate a position on any issue. They asked him about the price of insulin. And he said, maybe diabetics need to get on a better diet. So they're not diabetics. And then they don't have to pay for insulin. I mean, maybe if he was a personal trainer at a gym or the host of The Biggest Loser or something like that, that would be a good position to take. When you're running for the United States Senate, you need to articulate why you feel that the cost of insulin should not be cheaper than people are paying for it or capped. Give me the reason why. You don't like the fact that Raphael Warnock worked to make it so everyone can afford insulin? Why do you think that's a bad thing? Give me some sort of ridiculous backwards argument about capitalism. He couldn't do that. But 47, 48% of people in Georgia voted for him anyway. I mean, he was embarrassingly bad on the issues. Ronald Romney tweeted out the other day that Georgians need to vote for somebody who shares their values. Can somebody explain to me how Herschel Walker shared the values of Georgians or Republicans at all? I mean, Republicans will, they say, Republicans will always support the right to life. Herschel Walker was driving his girlfriends to get abortions himself, not even that long ago. Is that a Republican value? Did Herschel Walker share that value? I don't think so. But I have hope. He was rejected. More people voted against him than for him. Hallelujah. All right, stick around. More to come. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, Paint by Note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
You can't ignore the truth forever, so listen up. The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey. Yeah. Voice. Yeah.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. Download it for free. On Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, you name it, it's there. Spotify. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, ChristopherHahn.com, which links to everything else. So, it's the holiday season. I am walking around New York City and the suburbs where I live. And I see Christmas trees and carolers and the occasional menorah. I like to say happy holidays because I think it's more efficient than Merry Christmas. Because, you know, there's Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, Kwanzaa, Festivus, Thanksgiving. They're all right there. They're all within a month of each other. But I want to address the fake war on Christmas for a second because, you know, I've been a soldier battling for Christmas. I'm out there every day eating peppermint bark, putting up Christmas trees, buying my kids presents. I think that qualifies me as a warrior for Christmas. If there is a war on Christmas, America, Christmas has won. I don't know if I said this on this show a couple weeks ago or one of the other shows I do or my podcast, which you should download. I know I've already mentioned that. But like, I just remember back in September walking into a major box store to buy a light bulb. I needed a light bulb, a special light bulb for my daughter's light in her room. And it was September, mind you. And the Christmas trees were out. They were on display, ready to be purchased. And I just remember thinking, God, where's Bill O'Reilly when you need him to talk about the fake war on Christmas? That people will look at you sideways if you say Merry Christmas. Now, nobody ever looks at you sideways if you say Merry Christmas. I say Happy Holidays mostly, but I also say Merry Christmas, especially on Christmas. I mean, on Christmas, I say Merry Christmas because it's Christmas Day. On New Year's, I say Happy New Year's Does that make me anti-Christmas? I mean, does it? On Thanksgiving, I say Happy Thanksgiving. On Festivus, I air my grievances like the rest of America. And I participate in feats of strength. So, you know, when people start talking to you about the war on Christmas, and this, which is completely fake and made up and nonsense, ask yourself the question, what don't they want you to be talking about today? What is that conservative talk show host that's probably on right before me not wanting to talk about that's in the news? Is it, I don't know, the fact that the Trump Organization was convicted on multiple counts of fraud this week? Is it the fact that the January 6th Commission is about to make criminal referrals to the DOJ? And that the DOJ special prosecutor looks like he's busy? Or is it the fact that Trump's own lawyers found more classified documents in a storage facility near Mar-a-Lago owned by Trump? What are they trying to avoid discussing? Because that's the thing with conservative media. They love a distraction. And there's nothing easier to distract people than saying, oh, your holiday is not liked by the liberal elite. Meanwhile, the liberal elite, and not elite, are actively preparing for those holidays themselves. I mean, look, I'm not a very religious guy. I'm really not. But I celebrate Christmas. I know people who are atheists who celebrate Christmas. It's kind of an American thing now. And yeah, there are some people that celebrate Hanukkah, and that's good too. So maybe saying happy holidays, especially if you live in New York, where there's a really good chance that the people you are talking to are not Christian, whether they be Jewish or some other faith, maybe happy holidays is a nice catch-all so you don't have to get into an awkward conversation about what people do. Maybe people are just saying that to avoid awkward conversations. Or, as I stated earlier in this diatribe, they're stating it because there are multiple holidays to celebrate. Multiple. And they're not all religious holidays. I mean, New Year's is a holiday too. It's a very important holiday. I mean, when I was a kid, and by kid, I mean like teens and 20s, frankly, New Year's was my most important holiday. I actually wrote a book that I never really finished called A Kiss at Midnight because it was such a thing for me. And I guess I'll talk about this another time because I'm running out of time in this segment, but it was an important holiday. My birthday is at the end of the year, and those 2 weeks between my birthday and New Year's, I would reevaluate my life, and I would set my goals on New Year's Eve, and then start the year off right. Had a lot of introspection those 2 weeks of the year. Would get depressed. You have kids, though, and you kind of get over that. It's like, can't be depressed through Christmas. I have a child who loves Christmas. All right, stick around. More to come. You listen to The Chris Hahn Show.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Richland Center community members are frustrated with the proposed closing of the UW-Richland campus. A number of factors have led to the UW system's decision, including declining enrollment. Supporters advocating to save the campus say some of the factors for declining enrollment are due to the UW system's lack of financial support, drastic reductions in faculty and staff, no marketing or strategic plans, eliminating the international coordinators, and discontinuing continuing education and youth programming. One of the biggest factors is the UW system did not allow a new recruiter for the campus to be hired after the retirement of John Poole. This became a major deficit for the campus. Supporters are trying to save the campus with a petition which will be forwarded to Governor Tony Evers, UW System President Jay Rothman, and area legislators. Visit change.org and search UW Richland to sign the petition. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 23 overnight under cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, snow likely, daytime highs approaching 33. Chance for snow again, tomorrow night, lows level off around 26, cloudy. 1 to 2 inches of snow, tomorrow through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. I'm ChristopherHahn.com, at ChristopherHahn on Twitter, ChristopherHahnNY on Instagram. Check me out on Instagram, please. I'm trying to build up my following there. I don't post as often there as I do on Twitter because you got to take pictures or video or something like that. But I do post. And it's good. Let's talk about Twitter for a minute. Let's talk. You know what? I don't think I've spoken at length here on this show about Trump's anti-Semitic dinner guests, white supremacist dinner guests. Let me start with this Nick Fuentes character. And I know Ye was there, Kanye, Mr. West, whatever you're going to call Yeezy. He was there and he's off his meds and he's crazy. But you know what? I'm not going to forgive him with his for his anti-Semitic stuff. And you know what? It bothers me because I really liked his music. Touch the Sky is a freaking masterpiece. And I can't listen to it, enjoy it anymore. And because, look, I'm half Jewish. My grandparents were Holocaust survivors. And when a guy goes on... you know, the Alex Jones show. And he's so off his rocker that Alex Jones is saying, hey, man, calm down. I don't agree with you. Praising Hitler, a man who killed my family, murdered my family. I'm sorry, you're done. I'm done with you. And you show up at this dinner with Nick Fuentes and Trump's saying, oh, I don't know who Nick Fuentes is. Who's Nick Fuentes? Well, Nick Fuentes is a disgusting white supremacist. And I don't understand how these people think they are superior to anything. Nick Fuentes is like a 40-year-old virgin. And I'm not exaggerating. I don't know if he's 40, but he's close to 40. But he is a virgin. Why he's a virgin, I don't know. I'm not, you know, look at him. He don't look like he's disgusting or anything. Clearly articulate, even though he's a racist. But he hates women. I mean, if you listen to any of his comments about women, he hates them. He thinks they should be subservient to men. He thinks that having sex with women is what he calls... I won't even say what he calls it. But he doesn't think it's very masculine to have sex with women. Now, okay, look, I think Fuentes has got a problem with women, right? I think he's an angry guy. He's probably an angry guy because he grew up in a household that really hated gay people. And I don't know that Nick's gay. I really don't. But listening to the way he talks about women and sex with women particularly makes me think that he probably wants to have sex with men. And there's nothing wrong with that. And frankly, I think if people like Nick Fuentes actually did what their body wanted them to do, they'd be happier people. And they wouldn't be angry, racist, white supremacists hanging out with our angry racist president. Anti-Semitic racist former president. Oh, but Chris, his daughter's Jewish. Yeah, whatever. He is an angry racist anti-Semite who the Republican Party has not disavowed. And I'm talking about Trump. Still. I mean, Mitt Romney aside. But I don't understand how anybody finds Nick Fuentes superior to anything. He's a scrawny little dork who has never been with a woman or a man, from what I understand. I don't know. I think getting somebody to love you and want to be intimate with you is probably step one to being a supreme being. just saying. I think that's kind of important. I think if you can't get any, and this is definitely a conversation that I'm going to have with Sarah Burris later. She loves these kinds of conversations. So we're going to definitely talk about it. And I'm taking her right after this break, by the way. I just think that if you ain't getting any, you ain't giving any, you can't be supreme. You're not supreme. You're not a supreme anything other than a loser. And somehow this guy is at dinner with Kanye freaking West and the former president of the United States, who is at the moment the likely Republican nominee for president. Now, I know Republicans are all up in arms about their massive losses during the election, and they are blaming Trump for it. But you can't simply blame Trump. You had an opportunity to walk away from Trump. You had an excellent opportunity to walk away from Trump on January 6th. He tried to kill you, Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell. The Democrats in the House of Representatives presented you with articles of impeachment. And the Republicans in the House voted no, with few exceptions. Few voted for it. And the Republicans in the Senate, with some notable exceptions, they voted against it too. You could have killed him then, at least his political career. You could have barred him from running for office again. You could have made him an irrelevant ant hanging out in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Maybe he would have gotten on his plane because he would have been so embarrassed and moved to Ireland. But no, you left them there. Now he's raising money from your base, rallying them up, making them more extreme, making your elections less likely. You are the party of Trump and everything he stands for, including, I might add, terminating the United States Constitution. Yes, Donald Trump wants the Constitution terminated so he could be installed as the rightful president of the United States of America. That is something he's actually said. Terminate the Constitution. Kevin McCarthy has announced, assuming he becomes speaker, which is still an assumption. He has a challenger. I don't know that the challenger is any better, but he has a challenger. Kevin McCarthy has announced that on the first day of the new Congress, the Republican majority will read aloud the Constitution of the United States for the first time in years. I think before you read a passage of the United States Constitution on the floor of the House of Representatives, you should announce to the world how you feel about the former president wishing to terminate this document you are about to read. It's like scripture, right? Republicans like to quote scripture, but they don't like to live by scripture. When you point out that Jesus said in Matthew, that which you do unto the least of them, you do unto me. You know, when I was sick, did you offer me comfort? When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was naked, did you clothe me? No, they don't want to hear that. They'll quote other scriptures about I don't know what, but the actual words of Christ in red, they don't want to read. Oh, they like to quote the Constitution. They like to carry a pocket of it in their pocket, and they like to wrap themselves in the American flag. But they ain't going to call Trump out for literally saying, rip the document up. I got some people shouting at me, how could you say there's anything wrong with that? Nancy Pelosi ripped up his speech. Oh, no. Yeah, she tore up Donald Trump's State of the Union address, which is not the Constitution, which is not binding law. which was filled with lies, half-truths, misleading statements, and a Congressional Medal of Freedom for Rush freaking Limbaugh. Yeah, she tore that up. I would have tore it up too. That is not the Constitution. It is not equivalent. It is very, very different. This man is advocating to eliminate law and order in the United States of America. And let me say this to you, my Republican friends that listen on Republican state, conservative stations where I mostly am. When you tear up the Constitution of the United States of America to install Trump as president, you have also tore up the Second Amendment to said Constitution, which gives you the right to bear arms. And believe me, he would be coming for your guns. Tyrants don't want you to have guns, even if you think the tyrant's on your side. They don't want you to have guns. They only want to have all the guns to themselves when they're tyrants. So no. The Second Amendment goes with the Constitution. Can't have one without the other. Donald Trump wants to take away your guns. Let's be very, very clear. Right now, I'm saying it. Tweet at me if you disagree. At Christopher Hahn. Donald Trump wants to take away your guns. He has openly called for the elimination of the Constitution of the United States of America, which right now guarantees you the right to bear arms. No Constitution, no Second Amendment. Still with Trump, you redneck fools? Are you still with Trump? Because if you're with Trump, you are against the Constitution. You are against the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms yourself. So you should just turn him over. Because he's coming for them if he ever gets his way. All right, stick around. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 60.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Vote, register to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter weather advisory begins at 3 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Overcast overnight with a low of 30. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, 34. 33 tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
You're listening to the aggressive progressive, Chris Hahn.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download my podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, you name it, it's there. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram to find out when I'm going to be on TV or other radio shows. Just check me out there. So I'm back. Great guest, Sarah Burris from Raw Stars. She's a regular on The Chris Hahn Show. And I had to bring her in tonight because who better to talk about the fact that Nick Fuentes is a 40-year-old virgin than my friend Sarah Burris. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm good. That poor man.
I mean, don't you think, like, if he would just, like, give in to the desires, which I guess he has no desire to be with women. If you listen to anything this guy says, he hates women. Hates them. If he just gave in to his sexual desires, whatever they are, that maybe he wouldn't be so angry.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think anybody who isn't getting laid enough, clearly that is the source of their issues.
I think it's the problem in the Middle East, right? There are too many men, not enough women, and their, you know, Sharia law doesn't really allow them to indulge.
But I think, I mean, for somebody who really, really hates women as much as he does, I mean, then you're just kind of like, dude, just find a boyfriend.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, dude, it's okay. It's fine. Like, it's the year. I mean, they just passed a law. Just be you. It's okay. Yeah. I mean, somebody needs to grab that guy and say, Nick, it's okay. Like, who?
It's okay to be gay.
It's okay to be gay. It's fine. It's you be you. You be, or maybe he's not gay.
We already know it. Everybody already knows.
Everybody who's ever met him knows it. I've never met him, but like he, you know, look, I've listened to far too much of his stuff the last couple of weeks because I had no idea who he was. And everybody's freaking out. Nick Fuentes. First thing I do whenever there's like some crazy conservative, I find out if I was ever on TV with them, right? or some other medium.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. I've never been on with any Nick Fuentes. And then I just listened to some clips. And the guy hates women. He says that sex with women is not very masculine. Think about that. Think about that, Sarah.
Right? I mean, and honestly, he kind of seems like he hates everything.
He hates everything because he's miserable.
Because he needs to get laid.
Right. It's the same reason why people strap on vests and go blow themselves up. Like, he's that guy.
Or get, like, a fleshlight or something. Like, you just, if, even if you want to do some self-pleasure, just...
Maybe we should just...
Your bad self.
Maybe we should all take a collection and send them a stripper. I mean...
Should it be, like, a hot male stripper?
Yeah, no, no. It's got to be a male stripper. You know what we should do? Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should send them a man, a woman, a trans... And just let him pick. You know what I'm saying? I mean, have them all go and see what happens. I mean, am I breaking any rules suggesting this? I don't know. But I just feel that the world would be a better place. There'd be less hatred in the world. Yeah, I think the more the merrier. You know, I think, and this guy, he's admitted. He calls himself an incel. But that suggests that he's not doing it on purpose.
Yeah, it's the involuntarily celibate part. And it's like, no, I think you're pretty much choosing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I believe that no woman wants to sleep with him because they look at him and go, well, yeah, you're gay.
I mean, I'm in the radio business, right? So I meet a lot of involuntary celibates working at these stations. But they want to get it. Like, you know, if they could, they would. They just don't, right?
But he doesn't want it. Or he says he doesn't want it. I think, you know, if he's never had it before, how does he not know he wants it or he doesn't want it?
See, he wants something that somebody in his youth told him was bad, that it was evil, that he shouldn't do it. And this is the source of his...
And now he's just spreading hate to the whole world because, you know, he can't get himself off.
Exactly. And I don't know, Sarah. I mean, maybe we should put him on Tinder or something, or Grindr, or both.
Yeah.
And just see, you know, get people to swipe right for the guy. I don't know. I mean, first of all, I can't stand his anti-Semitism. I can't stand his hatred of women, of white, of everyone. I mean, I hate it. It's disgusting to me.
Again, that's the question, right? Is it's like, does he hate everyone? Is he, you know, this guy because he's not getting laid?
I think he is. Just like I think that's the problem in the Middle East. I think it's a similar problem with people who are radicalized. Not everybody in the Middle East, but people who become radicalized are people who are just living in this cycle of despair and not getting that outlet. I think, look, if Freud was alive today, he would agree with me. Of course, Nick Fuentes wouldn't agree with Freud because he's Jewish. So he'd have a problem with that.
That's true. But to be fair, Freud thought everything was about sex.
Well, he was right. All right, Sarah, I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back with more with Sarah Burris. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, you know, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring.
courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.